Futuristic 3-meter-tall Wi-Fi portals are replacing thousands of old payphones in New York City. By summer's end, more than 500 will dot the city streets. In 12 years, as many as 10,000. The selling point is simple. They are free to use, providing high-speed internet to the city's residents and visitors, roughly 100 times faster than the average public Wi-Fi.
It means that you can upload pictures in a fraction of a second. You can download a movie before you hop on the train in less than 30 seconds.
Each hotspot has a minimum radius of 45 meters before it automatically connects you to the next. Every unit is equipped with a charging device and Android tablet for internet browsing, phone calls, and easy access to information on city services, as well as a 911 emergency call button.
The idea is to reach every New Yorker who might not otherwise have access to a broadband connection, either in their homes or at work.
Hensley describes the Lynx as a revolutionary model for other cities worldwide.
It's a global economy. People are traveling more and more, and the services that they know they can rely on in New York, we expect them to want when they go to places like London and Paris and Hong Kong.
The unit's infrastructure is built using a cast aluminum exterior designed by Civic Smartscapes to withstand vandalism and severe weather. Its look blends in with its surroundings.
It stands out on its own, but it doesn't really jump out at you and stand out too much from the rest of the streetscape.
At New York's Union Square, many agree.
It feels at home in the landscape of the city. It doesn't feel like it would be out of place in a bunch of different contexts, which I think is a testament to good design.
That's why people are so comfortable with it, because it looks just like something that was supposed to be in New York City.
Lynk NYC expects CityBridge, the consortium awarded the 12-year franchise, to generate more than $500 million for the city of New York, primarily through digital screen advertisements, its primary source of revenue. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.